Good morning, 808 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we had one story that I know you had wanted to talk about. It's been kind of ongoing with your agency, having to do with this elderly woman who threatened or attacked her husband. And this has been like the 10th or time, I think. And finally, he had enough. And you guys, you know, we talked about this last week. You couldn't Baker Act her because she wasn't showing signs of actionable Baker Act behavior when she was talking with your deputies. So you had to incarcerate her. It's a horrible situation all around. But we have sort of a good news outcome, right?
So I've had a couple of people in my agency that worked very hard all week long, and they finally got her placed into a facility. And also got, once she got put in the facility, we got the charges dropped. So now she has a place to stay where they can take care of her, and her husband's not in danger. And she did attack him, and she actually hit him with a hammer and stabbed him with scissors. So she has the potential to be dangerous, but it's not her fault. She's got dementia. She doesn't, you know, sometimes she doesn't know where she's at or who she's around. So,
man, it's just, it's so scary to imagine, you know, what happens in your brain and what you do. And because obviously you're not in control anymore. It's a completely different person.
Right.
But they, so the place where she's at, they're, I mean, obviously they're well aware of the danger and they feel like they can safely, you know, protect her and protect them.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. 100%. They're a facility that just deals with people with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know, when we were talking to Josh Newby, the executive director of the Council on Aging of Northwest Florida, on Friday, he was on for the wrap, and we talked about this a little bit, and he specifically said that your guys, you know, it's heartbreaking to see her in jail, but that your folks had reached out to them, had worked with them, had tried what they could. You know, at that point, there had not yet been a resolution. So he had, you know, very
right,
praise words for your agency and what you guys were trying to do to help this lady.
Well, good deal.
Yeah, no, that was a good thing.
We tried our best.
We also had a case where we had somebody who was accused of having, contacted and seduced a minor, a boy. This is an adult man who had done this, and then seduced him to come meet him and commit lewd and lascivious battery on a minor aged 12 to 16. Just, you and I have talked so many times about apps and phones and the dangers, but go ahead.
I know. And, you know, this just, we say it ad nauseum, but, you know, you have to check your kids' phones. You have to. And, you know, you get all kind of excuses. Well, their privacy and it's their phone. And no, it's not. You bought the phone for them. It's your phone. They're a minor in your house. They're under your control, your responsibility. Check their phone. And I've even had people go, well, they won't give me the code. Well, they won't have a phone then. Until they give me the code, I'm not giving the phone back if it's one of my kids. I mean, it's simple stuff, but unfortunately, we have people who want to be friends with their kids rather than parents. And sometimes it ends like this, and you just have to check your kid's phone.
Yeah. I mean, I think back to when we were kids and, you know, we didn't have these kind of phones. We had the house phone, right? And, you know, if you were on the phone,
right,
your parents might pick it up. Or who are you talking to? I mean, just... that's like, that's a light version of it, but it's, you know, you just didn't have that same level of capability to meet strangers from all over the world who were eager to do you harm and who had hung out with other sickos and, you know, crafted ways of being effective at that. I mean, the whole thing, it's, you know, it's horrifying to imagine.
And one thing you can do as a parent, you can go online, just Google apps that predators use to lure children, and they'll come up with a list, I'm sure, a mile long, and check your kids' phones and see if they have those apps, and if they do, get rid of them. I mean, because there are apps out there that these guys just, oh my God, it's like flies to honey. And, you know, you got to check your kids' phones, and you got to take care of them.
And probably to a person, everybody whose kid gets in trouble thought it couldn't happen to their kid.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it can, and it happens every single day, thousands of times across America. And it's not going to stop until the parents take action. And then, even then, you can't be with them 24/7. There's no way. But if they know you're going to check their phone every, you know, few days or something, then that will curb their actions a little bit.
You know, switching gears a little bit, we had on, I think it was Thursday, you had the Attorney General James Uthmeyer did a press conference, and Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey. And there's a handful of sheriffs, yeah. handful of sheriffs around the state who I know, you know, like Grady Judd is one. You're another who, you know, sometimes like to say things that are maybe some people think are over the top. I always enjoy it. I'm going to play you Sheriff Ivey's comments and get you to react here.
If you throw a brick, a firebomb, okay. or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at. Because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play. This has got to stop.
Talking about protests, obviously, and talking about the response from police against any kind of violence in the protest. I assume you're on board with this.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And unfortunately for Sheriff Ivey, who's a good friend of mine, he's about to get inundated with death threats. And his secretary and the girls who work his front desk, and they're going to get just overwhelmed with phone calls from idiots from other states that don't even have a dog in the fight in Florida. But he's going to get inundated with them. That's what happened after my press conference. But, you know, they're trying to suppress freedom of speech, and what they're trying to do is, if you don't think like them, then you're wrong automatically and you shouldn't say anything. But they can say whatever they want, and it's fine. And so, he's going to get a lot of phone calls. But he said the right thing, and it's 100% correct. You do something like that, you try to kill a police officer, he has the right to shoot and kill you. That's the way it works. And if you want to play with the big boys, that's what happens.
You know, it's also, of course, I think a lot of these folks are not great at the irony detector, because they're offering death threats against somebody for giving you an explanation of the justified use of lethal force. What? Yeah, it's like that's you're at best a little bit confused.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I was on the Glenn Beck show after my press conference, and I said it's kind of ironic that people who don't want me to tell people to kill people doing home invasions because it's violent want to come to Santa Rosa County and kill me, and that's okay. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
You know, it was kind of, I thought you would appreciate this. We were doing the hurricane exercise in Santa Rosa County, and I know one of your folks was there, your PIO was there, and some other folks were there, and they were talking about, like, after a hurricane, and one of the exercise elements was, looting. There's reports of looting taking place in Navarre, and, you know, what's going to happen? Right. And, Brent Lane and I were both like, well, I think what the sheriff is going to say is, you do that at your own risk. and of course, looting and thieving does not justify lethal force. But if people are going into homes after a hurricane, and they can't be surprised. It is Navarre. What caught me in the story was somebody was saying, in Sally, in our neighborhood, we had there were reports of looters on our street. And, a handful of us got out and we got our rifles out and, we had our ARs on our backs and we walked around and there was no more looting. a little bit of stern deterrence will work, right?
Yeah, it tends to calm people down. It really does.
So I just thought you'd appreciate that the people of your county know where you are, and the people of your county, things may go differently in Santa Rosa County than they might go in other parts of the country. Sheriff Bob Johnson.
Yeah, they usually do, and we're proud of that.
Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, thanks as always for your time, keeping us safe, keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.